We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchas Korcho, Uksoives Kaka, Halacha Gimel, Paragraph Dalet. Rav Nosson Zal is in the middle of discussing the law forbidding a person to make any kind of mark on the body as a show of mourning for a person, a dead person who passed away, Chas V'Shalom, or in general, making tattoos. And we had a few paragraphs on this topic so far, and Rav Nosson Zal started discussing what happens, how the highest level of, one of the highest levels of shalom is the shalom between body and soul. And when a person passes away, that shalom is interrupted. And when we make a hesped, a eulogy for a person who passed away, or when we visit the kever of a tzaddik who passed away, and we pray there, this brings the soul of the tzaddik back to the body to a degree. It reconnects them and generates a flow of light from the soul into body, and this generates that shalom again, even on a higher level than when the person was physically living. Now Rav Nosson Zal is continuing on this topic of visiting the kivrei tzaddikim. Paragraph Dalet. V'alkein hu dovor godol mo'oid mo'oid laharbois leilech al kivrei tzaddikim u'amitim. And based on what we're learning here, we'll understand why it's a very, very great thing for a person to go a lot, to go often and a lot to the graves of true tzaddikim. Ki al yidei ze sheboin el mekoyim kvurosam akdoisho, shehu b'chinas Eretz Yisrael, because by a person coming to visit the kever, the holy gravesite of a tzaddik, even when it's physically outside of Eretz Yisrael, shehu b'chinas Eretz Yisrael, we know that the kever of a tzaddik is considered like the holiness of Eretz Yisrael. Kemoy shekosuv, as the pasuk says, tzaddikim yirshu eretz, tzaddikim inherit the land of Eretz Yisrael. And as is told in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, that the Baal Shem Tov said, when a person visits the kever of a tzaddik, the kever of a tzaddik, even in Chutz Loretz, has the holiness of Eretz Yisrael to it. Eretz Yisrael hu Eretz hachayim v'hasholoim. Eretz Yisrael is the land of life and the land of peace. Kamo Yishe Kosuv, as Dovid HaMelech says in Tehillim, Eshalech lifnei Hashem be'artzois hachaim. May I walk before Hashem in the land of the living, referring to Eretz Yisrael, v'chaim hu b'chinas sholom kanal. And we know that life, living, is associated with peace. Kemo Yishe Kosuv, brisi hoiso itoi hachaim v'hasholom. Hashem says, my covenant was with him, life and peace. So we see that Chaim and Sholem go together. So Eretz Yisrael is called Eretz HaChaim. It's also Eretz HaSholem. And the kever of a tzaddik, which is Bechinas Eretz Yisrael, is Bechinas Sholem. It's Bechinas Chaim and Sholem. V'alkein onu mispalalim sim Sholem toivo uvrocho Chaim. This is why in the tefillah for Sholem, the last paragraph of the Shmoneh Esrei, we say Hashem give us peace, life. Those two always go together. Ki ikar hachayim hu hasholim. Because real living is sholim. Shehu bechinas hischabrus shnei hafochim. Which is when you're able to bring together two opposites. Hischabrus haneshoma baguf. Such as the union between body and soul. Hischabrus tzadikim gvoyim oid. Imrishoim gemurim, or the attachment of very, very high level tzaddikim with complete rishoim. Kedei lahamshichom lahashem yisborach, in order to draw them to Hashem, ulachzirom b'tshuva shleima elav yisborach, and to help them be zeche to do complete tshuva. These unions, the unity between soul and body, the unity between tzaddik and rasha, these are Bechinas Sholem. This is Chaim. That's real living. V'al yidei shekol echod bo al kever ha-tzadik o'emes. and by each and every individual coming to the gravesite of a true tzaddik, al yedei bichiosoi utfilosoi shemispalel umischanin shom, through the crying and the praying that the person does at the kever of the tzaddik, al yedei ze choizer umoirer beyoiser nishmas hatzaddik uemes. By doing that, we activate and we expand, we really add new power and new light to the neshama of the tzaddik emes. Umeir beyoiser lamato bozer hoy lamagashmi. We get this true tzaddik to start shooting a new and much higher level of light into this physical world. Ki tzaddikayo shchiche yater b'hayalma bosar distalku kama shikosu b'zoyer hakodesh. Because the Zohar HaKodesh says that the presence of a tzaddik in this physical world is greater and stronger after he passes away than during while he's physically living. While he's physically living, he's in more of a tzimtzum, more of a constriction because of being in the physical body. After the tzaddik has passed away, if we're able to draw light from his soul into this physical world, how? By coming to be mispalel at his kever, when we do that, we awaken the tzaddik, and we start pulling, schlepping, powerful light from his soul into this physical world. The light then is much stronger than what the light of the tzaddik was while he was physically living. Kama shekosu bezoyer HaKodesh. V'niskasher nishmas hatzadik b'yoyser bozeh ho'ilam. And the soul of the tzaddik becomes more solidly attached to this physical world. V'nisrabe ha'sholem b'yoyser. And therefore, it generates a higher level sholem. Again, between these two opposites, the soul of the tzaddik, where it is now, a billion miles up, and the connection that it's making to this Olam Hagashmi, this physical world now. So this is an incredible shalom of two opposites coming together. V'nimshochim kol ha'olam l'avodos yisborach. And Rabbeinu Zal told us in Torah Chav Zayin, in Likut Imran, that when you generate shalom, that's what brings the whole world towards serving Hashem. So Rabbi Nosson Zal is showing us that one of the most powerful Shalom's is when a person is zoiche to reunite the soul of a tzaddik with his body, or to reunite the soul of the tzaddik with this physical world. A tzaddik who already left this physical world and his neshama went to a very, very, very high place in Gan Eden, in the upper worlds. And now we're able to take him from there and draw him back down and reconnect him to this physical world through our tefillah and through our tears at his tzion. That generates a very powerful shalom, and that shalom is what helps bring the whole world to Hashem.